I heard this, and I'm like, I don't know if other listeners heard this. And I got to make sure that everyone's aware, because this is monumental news.
Monumental.
I can't think of anything else that is of more importance in the world today than what I heard this morning when we had our first Fox Business report. And, you know, this is like around 5:55, and so perhaps people still weren't focused properly. You know, it's early on, things like that. And you're wondering what could have been mentioned at that time that just certainly made me go, oh, my goodness, quick, let's rush to the Internet and find out more information about this. And here it was. It was simple. It was quick. And it was this. I said, it was this.
One of the original Pop-Tart flavors from 1967 is making a comeback. It's Frosted Grape Pop-Tarts. They'll be rolling out nationally in the coming weeks.
That's it.
There you go.
Frosted grape, eh?
Frosted grape.
I started to shed tears, I must tell you. I was overcome with such emotion.
So happy to have it back. Eh?
To think that something that I thought had been lost forever is going to be found again. In fact, it says here, and I did, I went researching, I got to find out more information immediately.
I wonder why they ever dropped it.
I don't, you know, because it was such a simple flavor. Mm-hmm. It was a normal flavor.
Right.
There are other flavors. I suggest you can drop Pop-Tarts, just ask.
Right, yeah.
But this one, and they actually, I remember when it was way back when, they actually brought it back several years ago as just a little, a quick kind of like, hey, we're going to do this for a limited time offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, one of those.
Yeah, they did. Right. But now apparently it's going to be back permanently. Already it says it's on shelves at Walmart, and come May, it'll be released to more retailers nationwide.
Oh, all right.
As Heidi Ray, Senior Director of Marketing for Pop-Tarts, says, well, for Kellogg's, but she's handling the Pop-Tarts release here.
Yep.
At Pop-Tarts, we know what our fans want. Frosted Grape has been among the top flavors fans have been asking us to bring back, so we could not be more stoked to bring you finally back this Pop-Tarts goat. Not greatest of all time, grapiest of all time.
Oh,
yeah. Charlie, you have to be the spokesman for Pop-Tarts.
I tell you. They're huge advocates.
You
need one, I will sign on. And they even reference here how the Pop-Tarts are very nostalgic-like. The simple pastry with the grape filling, just similar to the other flavors such as Frosted Strawberry, Frosted Blueberry, Frosted Raspberry. Again, Frosted Cherry, the simple varieties that are the best. And grape was right there, and they stopped it, but now they're bringing it back. So,
Pat, I'm surprised he didn't ask you to take over for a few minutes while he runs out to Walmart.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, you know, the 8 o'clock news is that expanded news.
That's true.
I might be able to have a chance to sneak down there if I hit the lights.
So, wait, if they listen to their fans and their consumers and they always know what the fans want, why did it take them so long to bring it back, I ask?
Maybe to just make it that much more enticing, I so suppose. Those fans would just run out as quickly as possible.
Just drive up demand. Eh?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Hey, look, with all the things that are going on in the world and causing strife and anger, at least there's something to brighten up Charlie Rude's day.
That's right.
and others.
I'm not alone.
You're not alone.
It's amazing. It's you know, you have one of those things that you think, boy, am I the only one? And then you find out there's a lot of other people who share the same passion.
In fact, I don't recall ever having those. Well, how far back was that? 1969,
well,
it was one of the original
right?
flavors, yeah. But they did bring it back. Even references here, they brought them back back in the, like, the 2010, 2015. I remember that. It was very limited.
Okay. Gotcha.
Very
limited. I'm just looking at the Pop-Tarts Twitter handle, and I can tell you it says, to the literal thousands of tweets and comments that we've received, grape is back and here to stay. This was yesterday, and I cannot tell you, I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through all of the comments. So, yes, Charlie, you are not alone. You are not alone. There are many of you out there of the Pop-Tart world.
Yeah, I suspect they're all positive for
the most of, yeah, except there's one that says, bring back strawberry milkshake now. I don't remember the strawberry milkshake.
Charlie?
Charlie, do you remember that?
I think that's one I ignored.
Okay.
There's some certain things. I love strawberry milkshakes, but I'm going to have a strawberry milkshake.
You'll get a strawberry milkshake.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I don't need it in my Pop-Tarts, thank you.